The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that the whole world should be enrolled. This was the first enrollment when Quirinius was governor of Syria. So all went to be enrolled, each to his own town. And Joseph, too, went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, that is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David, to be enrolled with Mary, his betrothed, was with child. While they were there, the time came for her to have her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were shepherds in that region living in the fields and keeping the night watch over the flock. The angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were struck with great fear. The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I proclaim to you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For today in the city of David, a Savior has been born for you, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find an infant wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was a multitude of heavenly hosts with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those from whom his favor rests." The Gospel of the Lord. This day where we celebrate Christmas, what we're celebrating is the gift of the Incarnation. God having so much love for us that in his Son Jesus Christ, he came to live among us and take on our humanity, know what our experience is, know what it's like to love and laugh, know what it's like to grieve and cry, know what it's like to feel rejection, know what it's like to live as one of us. And sometimes I think we don't give enough service to how profoundly generous that gift of love truly is. Well, I want to share with you a little story from my life that I've shared bits and pieces of before, but I want to share with you the depth of it, because it was a moment of profound, I want to say, conversion for me. And it was in 1999, November of that year, luckily before deer season, but November of that year, and I went to the Holy Land with the trip from the diocese. And being on that trip, there were four priests that were along, and we each got assigned a place to celebrate the Eucharist with the people on our tour. And I was the low person on the seniority totem pole. So when they got to me, I got to admit I was a little disappointed. And we stopped at the Church of the Annunciation. We stopped in Bethlehem, we stopped in the old city of Jerusalem, we stopped in Bethany. And each one of these holy sites had an ancient church that seemed so special. And I was assigned to preside at the Eucharist in the Shepherd's Field outside of Jerusalem. And I was disappointed. But for what probably is the only time in the history of my life, I was wrong. I was profoundly wrong. Because that place, that hillside just outside of Bethlehem, was actually the perfect spot. Because it, in its example of being there, reminded me that because of the Incarnation, Jesus' birth, in Bethlehem, we no longer need to travel to an ornate church or to a temple in Jerusalem to have a real and tangible experience of God's presence in our lives. Because God walked with us in Christ, we can rest assured that that presence is with us. Wherever we go, that presence remains. And the second part of that experience for me is a reminder that who were the first people that heard about the Savior being born? It wasn't kings, it wasn't the priests in the temple, it wasn't the rich, it wasn't the famous, it wasn't the powerful. It was the lowly shepherds sleeping on the dirt in the fields outside of Jerusalem. They were the first ones to hear the good news. Because God wanted us to understand that there is no system of better versus worse in our world. We are all loved profoundly by God. And it doesn't matter how good-looking we are, how smart we are, how rich we are, how powerful we are, how famous we are. None of that matters because we have God and all the fullness of God's love. So that was really a great place for me to pray with the people on our trip. A place where God revealed the depth of his love for us, to the humble, to the ordinary, to people like us.